this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel. And let me welcome you again to my humble office so we could talk about things that affect your results in medical sales. What do I want to talk to you about today? Today, I want to talk to you about cream. Now, some of you are probably wondering, what the hell is cream? Especially you people who overspend on your cafe lattes, grand vinitos. I don't even know what they're called because I don't buy them. But if you do that, there's someone who's making your coffee, not you. So if they put cream in your coffee, you never see it. You just get the finished product. So cream to you is just, yeah, it's something that goes in there and it tastes good. The cream I'm talking about is the title of a song, or it might be the lyric of a song, from a group called the Wu-Tang Clan. And some of you are shocked saying, did Mace just say Wu-Tang Clan? Well, yes, I did. But let me reassure you, I do not listen to the Wu-Tang Clan. I really didn't even know what they or who they were before I attended a presentation and somebody was talking about CREAM, which is really an acronym that I think is so apropos for medical sales. Now, if you're a fan, you know what it stands for, if you're a fan of the Wu-Tang Clan. And if you are, more power to you. They've proven themselves to me by coming up with this great acronym, CREAM. You're ready to know what it stands for? Because I'm going to tell you right now. CREAM. Cash rules everything around me. How cool is that? Cash rules everything around me. Now, you're probably wondering, why is Mace bringing this up? Does he want us to be ruled by cash? In other words, we should only be money motivated in our jobs, and all decisions that we make, all priorities that we set, should be set by the amount of cash that we earn, because cash rules everything around me. Well, the answer is no. What are you, crazy? Cash can't rule everything around you because there are things that are more important than cash. Give me an example. You give me an example. What's something that's more important than cash? Did you say time? Because you're right. Time is more important than cash. Unless, of course, when you're using your time to earn cash. But you have to remember that if you're using your time to earn cash, you're not going to get that time back. So if you don't use that time well, and you don't earn the cash, well, the time is gone, which means you're going to have to use more time to earn more cash. You see, here's the thing. You could always make more money. You can't make more time. That's an absolute. So you can't control what you do as far as creating more time. You can control what you do as far as creating more cash. And there's two aspects to CREAM, the way I look at it. Cash rules everything around me. One element of that is looking at cash from the perspective of whether or not you're going to invest it. Now, what do I mean when I'm talking about investing cash? I'm talking about investing it in your business. You have to invest money in your business. Yes, you invest time and you invest effort. And hopefully you're doing all the things I talk about. You're doing lots of planning. You're doing studying. You're doing reading. You're putting out Google alerts to find out about your competition, about your industry, about your customers. So you know everything that's going on. But you have to actually invest money. And you're probably thinking, invest money in what? Well, what would you invest money in? Anything that helps your business to succeed. So it could be maybe a virtual assistant, or it could be a real assistant, perhaps, to pay more attention to your paperwork. The documentation, that means everything. Healthcare is heavily ruled by documentation. You have to pay attention to it. So maybe if you hired somebody, that would take some of the load off of you. What about education? Attending continuing educational type programs for yourself to become better at medical sales. Would you spend your own money? Well, here's the thing I've learned. A lot of medical sales reps, they won't do it. They won't spend their own money. Now, once they get that check, they go, hey, this money is mine. I earned this money. And it's true, you've earned the money. But a lot of reps that I meet, they're waiting around for their companies to invest in their future and in their success for them. This is not what is recommended. Not what is recommended at all. And here's why. Because a lot of times your company won't invest in you. You see, when they hire you, they assume you have the skills and everything that you need to succeed, and you're going to use it to benefit not only yourself, not only to make cash for yourself, but also to make cash for who? For them. So yeah, they might have a national sales meeting, and certainly when there is a new product release, they will provide you with the product training you need. But how are your selling skills? I mean, really, how are your selling skills? Let's be honest. There's just you and me here now, okay? You and me. Are you getting in to see all the customers you want? Are you closing all the sales that you want? Are you very comfortable and confident during those conversations? If not, and if you're not getting the results, then your skills probably need some work. Now, you probably don't want to go to your sales manager and say, hey, you know what? It ain't working. I suck at sales. I need help. Can you help me? Can you write me a check, you know, for some money so I could go get some help? You don't want to do that, but you can invest on your own. And when you invest in anything, why would you invest? Well, the key is in the word invest. We're not talking about spending. When you spend money, what can you say about that money? It's gone. You're probably not going to see it again. You might have a thing, you know, an object, like, you know, you might have a mouse. You know, here's a mouse. But you won't get something more. I mean, you might, if you could use that mouse to create something, you know, to get online and create something that will create a revenue stream for you, yeah, then it works. But one thing that really works for you is education. With education, you know you're going to get a return on it if it's good. If you learn it, if you use it, you'll get the return on investment. So look for areas in your career, in your day-to-day job, where you could get a return on investment. It could be the an assistant to help you with your work. It could be a junior sales associate to help you with setting up cases, making deliveries, doing things like that to free you up to make more sales calls. Look for ROI. Now, the other part of CREAM, which is cash rules everything around me, that suggests that as a sales rep, you should go where you're going to earn the most money. And got to be honest with you, that makes a lot of sense. It really makes a lot of sense from this perspective. When I teach productivity for medical sales professionals, things like time and territory management, one of the rules in time and territory management is you want to target the customers that produce the biggest return in the shortest period of time. Biggest return, shortest period of time. It's just a good practice. Now, one of the things you know is that I am very focused on taking care of the patient, helping the patient. That's why you do what you do. Ultimately, it's why I do what I do. Do I do this to make money? Of course. But if I could help you to make more sales, the patient's going to benefit. And that's what it's all about. If there were no patients, there would be no doctors, there would be no hospitals, there would be no companies manufacturing products and services for healthcare. There would be no salespeople such as you, and there would be no MACE to help salespeople like you to do what you do. See, it all is paid forward. So if you focus on cash, focus on getting the biggest return, what you're going to find is by getting the biggest return, you're going to get more products into more hands. In other words, let's say you have a high volume user. We'll talk about a surgeon who does more surgeries using a product like yours than anybody else. If you're able to get that surgeon on board, if you're able to focus your efforts on him, close the deal, then you're going to get your product used on more patients than if you go to a surgeon, let's say, who does one or two cases a year. You're going to a surgeon who does 400 cases a year. You're going to ultimately benefit more patients. And of course, you're going to sell more. It's a win-win-win. Now, you're going to be focused on the return. I get that. And I want you to be focused on the return, which is earning commission dollars or bonus, however you're compensated. But again, cash rules everything around me. That's the way you have to think. So if you want to succeed in medical sales, you have to focus in two areas: where you're going to invest your cash and how you're going to prioritize your territories and your efforts so that you are able to generate the biggest returns. Does that make sense? And since we're talking about returns and investing your hard-earned money, I want to suggest some place that you should consider, and that's Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy is my online platform and portal for online training and support for medical sales professionals. And there's nothing like it out there. It's something that gives you access to learning 24/7 wherever you are, as long as you have an internet connection on your iPhone, your iPad, any tablet or phone, and of course, a laptop or desktop. Now, right now, as I'm doing this, Medical Sales Academy enrollment is closed. It might be open by the time you're watching or listening to this. But if you would like, number one, to find out more information about Medical Sales Academy, you can go to medicalsalesacademy.com, or if you'd like to do something quickly, you can text Notify MSA, all one word, text that to 44222. Notify MSA to 44222. It's right here on the screen in front of you if you're watching the video. And if you're listening to the podcast, write it down when you're not driving, of course. So thank you again for listening to the Medical Sales Guru podcast or watching the video. And as I leave you this week, remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, who comes first? No, it's not me. Thank you very much. I appreciate you for thinking about me that way. But no, it is the patient. The patient always comes first. Are you starting to get this? I'm May Saroff. I will speak to you again soon. Go out there and make a difference. Bye for now.